This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, MTM and PM, et al. Respondents, v. St. Louis City Circuit Court, et al. Appellants, decided July 1, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. MTM and PM, etal, num ED Wonlands 2834. Respondents, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis Verge, cause number 2422, CC0131, St. Louis City Circuit, Honorable Joseph P. White Court, et al. Appellants. Filed July 1st, 2025, pursuant to Parav 610-140, RS MOSUP 2021, MTM and PM, collectively respondents, petitioned the Circuit Court to expunge their convictions of assault in the fourth degree, par 565.056.13. RSMO 2016, and harassment in the second degree, par 565.091, RSMO 2016. One, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department responded, denying that MTM and PM were eligible for expungement. Following an evidentiary hearing, the Circuit Court issued a judgment expunging their criminal records. The Department appeals, claiming the Circuit Court erred by, one, finding expungement consistent with the public welfare and the interests of justice. Two, finding MTM and PM were not a threat to public safety. And three, for excluding certain testimony from the department's witnesses. The Circuit Court's judgment is affirmed. Background one, all statutory references to Parv 610.40 are to RSMO Subboard 2021, unless otherwise indicated. Two, in 2021, MTM pleaded guilty to assault in the fourth degree, and PM pleaded guilty to harassment in the second degree. Both are misdemeanor offenses. In August 2021, the governor pardoned MTM and PM. In January 2024, respondents individually petitioned the Circuit Court to expunge their criminal records pursuant to Parv 610.140. The department answered and denied that respondents met the requirements for expungement. Specifically, the department alleged that respondents were a continued threat to the public safety and that expungement was inconsistent with the public welfare and interests of justice pursuant to Perv 610.140, 5, 5, and 6. The Circuit Court consolidated the cases and held an evidentiary hearing. At the evidentiary hearing, respondents testified that they believed their habits and conduct demonstrate they are not a threat to public safety, and the expungement was consistent with public welfare because they had not been found guilty of any other crimes or been arrested since the 2020 incident. Respondents, who are attorneys, also testified that they work to assist members of the public, including by providing free legal assistance in certain cases. The department presented four witnesses who all testified that they were victims of respondents' conduct in June 2020. Each victim testified about his or her experience on the date of the incident leading to the guilty pleas, including the fear respondents' actions caused. After the evidentiary hearing, the Circuit Court issued its judgment of expungement. The Department appeals. Standard of review. In reviewing court-tried cases, this court affirms the judgment unless there is no substantial evidence to support it, it is against the weight of the evidence, or it erroneously declares or applies the law. DDV Missouri State Highway Patrol, 704 SW3D 208, 209, MOAP 2024, quoting Doe v. Mo State Highway Patrol Crim. Rec Repository, 474 SW3D 171, 3174, MOAP 2015. The Circuit Court's application of statutory requirements is a question of law rather than fact. Therefore, this court review, the Circuit Court's application of statutory requirements de novo. R.F. V. Owen, 596 SWW3D 221, 223, MOAPIA 2020, quoting Doe v. St. Louis and a police dept, 505 SW3D 450, 453, MOAP 2016. Analysis. The Circuit Court did not err in determining the respondents met the criteria of Parv 610.140, 5, 5, and 6 in its first 2 points. The department claims the Circuit Court erred in applying Parv 610.140.5. Because the Circuit Court erroneously found that, one, expungement was consistent with the public welfare and the interests of justice, and two, respondents were not a threat to public safety. Section 610.140.5 states, in relevant part, at any hearing, the court may accept evidence and hear testimony on, and may consider, the following criteria for each of the offenses violations, or infractions listed in the petition for expungement. 5. The petitioner's habits and conduct demonstrate that the petitioner is not a threat to the public safety of the state. And 6. The expungement is consistent with the public welfare and the interests of justice warrant the expungement. The purpose of expungement is to provide a second chance to persons who have had prior criminal offenses, but have shown by their more